This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, bruchim abayim. We continue in Mishneh Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Daled. We're up to Sif Yud Daled. Last week in Sif Yud Gimel, we learned about somebody's up the whole night. There's a suffix regarding Negel Vasser. Is there a Ruach Ra if somebody's up the whole night? And there's a suffix regarding the Tilsi Adam, because even though according to the Rajba, you're a Bari Chadosher, but according to the Rush, you were up, and therefore you didn't touch yourself, and therefore there's no Indian of Yadayim Askoni Yosheim. The Mishneh Berurah's Eitzah is, if you're up the whole night, you go to the bathroom in the morning. Rabbi Yeager pointed out that the Sfardim do not follow that recommendation. In other words, even if you do go to the bathroom, that would not be sufficient to be able to say Netil Sidayim according to the Sfardim. And Rabbi Vadya also concurs that the minhag of the Sfardim is not like the recommendation of the Mishneh Berurah. Okay, Sif Yud Daled. Hishkim Koidim Amar HaShachar. Let's say you woke up before Amar HaShachar, V'natal Yadav, and you washed your hands. So the thing is, you remove the Ruach Ra, and also you perhaps already washed your hands for davening. Yesh l'stapik im tzarech litol yada pam acheres is a suffix. If you need to wash your hands another time, kisheyeyar hayoim, at alois hashachar, why? L'haver Ruach Ra hashar yadam, to remove the Ruach Ra that resides on the hands, because maybe by Amar HaShachar, the Ruach Ra returns. Hagah says Rama, v'yitleim b'loi bracha. Wash them without a bracha. Says the Mishneh Berurah, k'she'er hayoim, k'yeish oimrim, some say, d'ba'amad ha-shachar, then the morning, choyza ruach ra, l'shez pam she'nis, the ruach ra comes again. Now, so then the question would be, let's say somebody gets up early to say slichos, and they wash their hands before the slichos, and then after slichos, it's daybreak. Do they have to wash their hands again? Absolutely. Do you have to wash your hands in the middle of slichos? In other words, like you're in the middle of slichos, and you have vayikra, and then you see that the clock, it's 5 a.m., and now it's alois hashachar. You have to run out and wash negel vasser. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says that you do not have to run out in the middle of the slichos, and the Rav Chaim Kievsky concurs. You don't have to be makbid not to go dalet amos. You don't have to be makbid not to touch your eyes. That inyan is only in the nighttime. But in here, where you already washed your hands, and there's a suffix on the return of the Ruach Ra, it doesn't come with all the chumras. Okay. Now, why in Sif Yud Daled does the Mechaber say we have a suffix whether you have to wash your hands to remove the Ruach Ra? And he does not say there's a suffix whether you have to wash your hands again for tefillah. It sounds like for tefillah you definitely don't have to wash your hands again. The only shaila is you have to wash your hands for the Ruach Ra. Says the Mishneh Berurah of Katan Lamed Beis, Lahavir, Hacha loinokat lehispalel k'meshikasav Sif Yud Gimel. Here, the Mechaber doesn't have a double suffix. In other words, in Sif Yud Gimel, the Mechaber had a double suffix. Do you have to wash your hands for Negel Vasser, or do you have to wash your hands for Netilas Yadayim? But here, the Mechaber only has a single suffix. Do you need to wash your hands for Negel Vasser? Why? Devadai mishum tefillah in tzarech v'zo'ed ab hamlito yadayim. To wash your hands for davening, you don't have to wash again. Vafilu, why? He says, Vafilu mchazar v'yashin pam shein is kalidam amad ha-shach, even if you go to sleep again. Debezeh bevadai tzach mishum ruach ra, that in this instance you definitely have to because of ruach ra. Oida pam lito yadayim, mikal makam eina yachal avarech al netil siyadayim. You cannot make a bracha of netil siyadayim. Vafilu im hashen hoisa shnas keva, even if you went back to sleep for an hour and a half. Why? Why would you not? Why would there not be a suffix here whether you need to wash your hands for Netilas Yadayim, Misheyer Hayoim? So let's think about it outside for a moment. You already washed your hands. Your hands are clean for davening. You are Mekayim the Rosh Yadayim Askoni Yaseim. You are Mekayim the Rajba Beria Chadasha. So you definitely do not have to wash your hands for Tefillah. What if I go to sleep a Sheinas Keva and I have the Sarav Yadayim Askani Yaseim? I definitely did not have the Rajba, the Anu Choshishin Lashitas HaRajba, the Sfirle, the Tam Netila, Mishum Dua Boike, Nasa Bari Chadasha. Upam achas nasa ha'adam beri chadash. What are you, a cat? You have 9 lives? You become a beri chadash one time a day. V'loy shtei pamim. U'mishum ruach ra bilvad loy tiknu bracha. And for ruach ra alone, they're not misang bracha. Okay, I just want to point out a ha'ara on this Mishnah Berurah. But still, isn't there a suffake whether you have to wash your hands in the morning for tefillah? According to the Rosh, I don't, because I already did before Alois HaShachar, and nothing changed at Alois. And according to the Rajba, also I don't, because I was already a Bari Chadash, and I already washed for that. In other words, in the case of the Mechaber, you don't have to wash for tefillah, both according to the Rosh and according to the Rajba. It's just if I go back to sleep, then there's a suffix if I have to wash for tefillah. According to the Rajba, not. According to the Rosh, yes. But I wouldn't make a bracha. The Mechaber doesn't say he has a suffix, because in the Mechaber's case, he didn't go back to sleep. Now, beloy bracha. You're going to wash in the morning. Again, here's a guy. He gets up 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. I see some of you guys that are there. You know, you early risers. So, that's the Shiloh. Do you have to wash again for tefillah? No. Do you have to wash again for Negavasser? Yes. Now, here's the thing. If you're getting up 2.5 hours before davening, chances are you're going to go to the bathroom again before davening. So then you should probably delay the recitation of Netilas Yadayim until later. Why? Because according to the Rosh, your hands will be dirty. And we had in the Bir Halacha, according to the Rajba, even though you already became Berech Hadasha, but you could be Mesader, the Berechas Netilas Yadayim, with the other Berechas HaShachar. Fine. Beloy Bracha, says the Mishnah Berurah. Hinei Nira, it would seem, Da'afilum B'pam HaRishayim, Kishanata Yadav, Loy Berech Al Netilas Yadayim. If, let's say, the first time, when you washed your hands, you did not make Netilas Yadayim, Mikomakam Lo Yivarech Ata, don't make it now. De'ech Yoymar, V'tzivanu Al Netilas Yadayim. How could you say V'tzivanu? The first time I washed, I already was Yotze, according to the Rosh. So in other words, if I already washed my hands, and I did not say Netilas Yadayim the first time, you will not make it again the second time. Because I was already Yotze, the Netilas Yadayim, according to the Rosh. The correct thing is sheyavi atzma yadechi of bracha. Bring yourself to obligation. The haynu sheyasa tzrach of kaidem atfila viyischayv levarach al netilas yadayim vechanal b'siv katan dalad b'shem achayadam. In other words, if you're getting up 3 hours before davening and you washed your hands the first time and you did not say netilas yadayim, you cannot say it the second time. However, what you should do is go to the bathroom before the second time and make netilas yadayim the second time. Now, let us see the Bir Halacha. Because if you're going to go to the bathroom the second time, how could you say the bracha according to the Rosh? I already washed my hands the first time, and I was Yotze the Mitzvah, according to the Rajba. I was ready Yotze the Mitzvah by washing the first time according to the Rajba. So the Bir Halacha says as follows, V'yitlein b'loy bracha. Ayin Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Lamed Gimel, that's the Mishnah Berurah we just saw. Bamesha Kosavti, in that which I wrote, the Hanochain, that the correct thing is, Sheyave Yisatzim Videi Chiv, that you bring yourself to Chiv. Velo Yikshe Laham Ayin, it should not be difficult to the Ma'ayin, the Haloi Lechoyra Yister, Masha Kosav, Siv Katan Lamed Beis. Doesn't that contradict what I said in Siv Katan Lamed Beis? Vahumi Divrei Amagin Avram, Dutzarach Lachosh, Lashita Sarajba. You have to be concerned for the Shita of the Rajba, B'yoshein Shnas Keva, that if you sleep a Shnas Keva, then we said that if you go back to sleep, you already became a Bari Chadosh the first time. U'memeluhu adin ba'asot tzrachav, d'chadino luhu, k'demuchav el yarabas of katan tes. In other words, what the Bir Halacha is bothered by is as follows. We said that if a person goes back to sleep before Alois HaShachar, if you already washed Netilas Yadayim, you can't make a bracha the second time on the Netila, because we're Choshesh for the Shita of the Rajba that you already became a Bariya Chadasha. So if you said the bracha the first time, you can't say it again the second time. So then why don't we say the same thing here? It's very nice you went to the bathroom now, but I was already Yotzei the mitzvah according to the Rajba the first time. That's the Bir Halacha's question. Meaning according to the Rajba, that you only become a Bariya Chadasha one time, then how could you go to the bathroom a few hours after you get up and make a bracha? That would only help for the rush. But according to the Rajba, you already became a Bari Chadasha. This is not similar to what the Achroinim conclude in Sivkatan Lamed. That's if you didn't wash your hands at all. So you didn't wash your hands at all, then according to the Rajba, you could make a bracha later. Masha'in came bazeh. Ulam be'emes nicha. The answer is, it's good. Dehaloi be'inyoneinu, because in our case, we're talking about the guy got up before Alois, he did not make a bracha, even though he washed his hands. Irina shloi berchu v'hamrishayna. And the Rajba would say, even though maybe you're yotzei the mitzvah, you could make the bracha later, because you're being mesader the bracha with the rest of the berchus hashachar. He says, "Ulam be'emes nichla alibin yonin ayrinon shloi berchu v'hamrishayna." You didn't make the bracha the first time. The Rajah would agree you could make a bracha now. And the bracha will be going on the Netila Rishayna that you did 2.5 hours ago. You did the Netila 2.5 hours ago. I could make a bracha now. The answer is yes. There's an idea you could be Masadar Netila Sidayim with the rest of the Berchas HaShachar. But in Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Lamed Beis, where the guy woke up before Alois, he washed his hands, he made a bracha, he went back to sleep, he cannot make a bracha again, according to the Rajba. You should know further. That which Rama says you wash with a bracha, it's not like he says in Sif Yud Gimel, V'yitlein b'loi bracha. Why? In Sif Yud Gimel, you wash without a bracha. It's talking about a guy who stayed up all night. So according to the Rajba, you make a bracha. According to the Rashi, you don't make a bracha. So in Sif Yud Gimel, it's Safik brachis lahakel. And that's why you don't make a bracha. In our Sif, you don't make a bracha l'kuleyama. Because you already were yotzei the mitzvah, sai according to the Rashi, and sai according to the Rajba. The hasam urag mach masafik, v'hacha l'kuleyama l'tzarch l'varech. Let's do one more sift. Sift Tesvav. Yashin Bayoim. Marv Rabbeisai, this is a very typical case. You're out of shir, and within moments you're out cold. It happens, especially if the Magid shir is good, then a good Magid shir should try to do chesed to Klal Yisrael and give them a good nap at any time. So Sift Tesvav. Yashin Mayim, someone sleeps during the day, Yeshlis, stopping him, Sarach Laras Mayim, Alim Shalish Pa'amim. There's a suffix whether you need to wash an Egovasser. What do you do? V'yitlein b'loi bracha. You wash him without a bracha. Again, not because of a suffix in the bracha. For sure, you don't make a bracha. What's the suffix? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yeshlis, stopping. E laila goyim l'racha tuma ishenagram. Does the night cause it or sleep? Do you have to be makbid not to walk for amos before you wash an Egovasser in the day? No. According to the Eish Avraham Buchach, says Reb Chaim Knievsky, put Negovasser by your bed. But again, even those who are makbet to keep it by their bed, there is definitely malismoich not to be makbet during the day. Do you have to be makbet not to touch food? Reb Chaim says yes. I did not say that correctly. Everybody agrees you don't have to be makbid not to walk dalet amos. Do you have to be makbid not to touch your ears, nose, and mouth? The Eish Avraham is lenient. Reb Chaim Knievsky is makbid. Regarding touching food, Reb Chaim Knievsky is makbid. Regarding walking dalet amos, no, you don't have to be makbid. Says Mishnah Berurah, V'davka hayoshin shitin nishmi. This is only if you sleep 60 breaths. Avo pachas mizav, you sleep less than this. In ruach roshar, afil bat laila. The ruach ra does not reside even in the night. So the question is, how much is shitin nishmin? That we're going to see tomorrow. It ranges anywhere between 3 minutes, 30 minutes, 3 hours. I believe we hold it's 30 minutes. That's what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says. So if you sleep for 10 minutes, probably you don't have to wash your hands. We'll see about that tomorrow. Thanks everybody for joining. Have an amazing day. Probably many of you know that we're starting a campaign now for our new Beis Medrash and Torah Center. If anybody could be mishtatef in the campaign, we'd really appreciate it. Really the best way, if you would perhaps consider making a team page, it would be a very big boost for us. Thank you very much, everyone. Have a great day. If anybody needs information, you can message me or go to our site. Bracha v'atzlacha, kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.